Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know what I hate is the Game of Thrones social media outbreak.
Listen,
hold on, let me finish. I don't mind Game of Thrones fans. Mm-hmm. I don't mind. I appreciate, in fact, hardcore, I'm so into it, Game of Thrones fans. But the avalanche of social media, especially Twitter, which is mostly what I use, but all over Instagram and everything, of social media, the flood of Game of Thrones tweets is uncalled for and unnecessary. It drives me. Some of us watched Celebrity Family Feud, thank you very much, and enjoyed it. But was I tweeting and talking about all day, everything that was going on in Celebrity Family Feud? No. Why do people feel compelled about this? Let me finish before we go, because I have a theory on this. Game of Thrones people that are constantly tweeting and whatever it is with social media about Game of Thrones, they do it because it makes them feel smarter. I think because it's such an intellectual kind of well thought out, well written show. I'm not saying the show's even bad. But it makes them feel smarter because they're, hey, look, I'm tweeting about Game of Thrones.
I know
winter is here.
It is here. It is here, John. I don't know if you saw that yesterday. My Facebook feed, and I love Game of Thrones. I watch it. My wife and I put down my phone. We don't do any social or anything like that when it's going on.
Mm-hmm.
My Facebook feed at about 7 o'clock last night, was everybody putting winter is here, winter is here. And I liked every single one of their Facebook posts.
I hate them.
No, I physically went like. Ooh, I'm going to put a laughy like emoji on that one. It's such a good show, though. I can't blame them, but I understand where people who are not into the show. I don't like people tweeting out any spoilers during the show just because I'm 15 minutes behind if I happen to look.
Right.
I got to put my kids to bed and stuff. And there's a lot of people. There's people on the West Coast who haven't been able to do that. And you can't sanction your feed mm-hmm. on Twitter for those people. So I get why you're upset, but it was so good.
It was nonstop, Cody.
John, it was so
stop.
Good. Hey, Game of Thrones fans.
Yeah.
You know Game of Thrones is fake, right?
Yes.
Listen, wrestling guy.
You know Game of Thrones is fake, right?
Yeah, it's a scripted television show.
But you do watch it, don't you?
Gee, where have I heard it's a scripted television show and that not been okay as an answer when somebody says that show you watch is fake?
Hey, Cody, no one watched 20 years of Game of Thrones with people defending that it was completely real.
Have they ever come out and said it's just entertainment?
Yes.
No, they haven't.
I'm pretty
people
sure
treat
when
it
they
like
talk
it's a damn historical
script.
Reenactment.
Do you watch it?
I do watch it,
but still, you're not tweeting like I'm like, stop. I get it. You like a show.
I don't need I don't need play by play in sports. I don't need play by play of the show that I'm watching.
Yes, exactly.
Or that I'm not watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.